Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your question or discuss your real-life issue, and we invite your calls right now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen or take part. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it right now. 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about relationships, and today we're going to talk about the fourth relationship builder in a list of seven. The first three were patience, kindness, and truth. Today we're going to talk about protection. We need relationships that are safe, that provide a place of safety, that we can really communicate truthfully and honestly one with another. And if we don't have that, then we don't have really solid healthy relationships. We're entering into those relationships filled with fear. We're cautious. We walk, softly. We don't lay everything out on the table. But if we know there's a place of safety, then we can really be ourselves. And that's when relationships can really grow. And that's when relationships can really be what God has called them to be. And all of that has to find its foundation in the protection that God offers to us. As we see in his definition of love, love protects. That's part of the nature of love. It protects. It covers over. That's what we see in the Word of God. Love covers. Love doesn't expose. This world that we live in is very quick to expose anything and everything. And especially today, where we have video cameras and recording equipment everywhere. As soon as we hear just the least little thing that could stir up scandal and could raise controversy, we're leaking that out to the public.
Right. Yeah.
There's a story out there now that's how it happened. Somebody recorded something and then several months later decided to leak it just for, I don't know for what reason, but
worry and interest.
That's right. That's exactly right. So that's not what love does. Love protects. And that word protect comes from a Greek word that means to cover over, but it was used in like the roofing industry. You would put a roof on a house, and then you would put pitch in the roof, and that was to protect the people inside from the hostile elements outside. That's what love does. That's the nature of love. And Richard, we see a beautiful picture of that in the Old Testament with Noah and his sons. There was a horrible incident in Noah's life. He got a little drunk.
A lot drunk.
Okay, I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But what happened in that? I mean, his three sons, there was a difference in how they responded to that event.
One of his sons, walked in the tent and found him laying naked on the bed and came out and was laughing and joking and telling everybody about it, and his other two sons grabbed a blanket and walked in backwards so that they wouldn't see their father in that state and covered him and then walked out. And Noah, when he found out about it, cursed the one son and blessed the other two because the one son would not protect his father and the other two did.
Yes, indeed. And that's what love does. Love protects, love covers. If you want strong, healthy relationships, recognize that God's love protects you. As a matter of fact, he remembers your sins no more. One of the fears that we have as human beings is that when we go to heaven, all of our sins are going to be splashed across a big video screen, and everybody's going to know every evil, sinful thing that we did, every evil, sinful thing that we said, every evil thing, sinful thing that we thought. But that's not the case. God remembers our sins no more, and the great proof of that is the chapter in Hebrews, chapter 11, the great hall of faith, where God mentions all the saints of old, and he doesn't bring up any of their sins. He simply commends them for their faith. Yes. Why is that the case? Because he remembers their sins no more. That's a picture of protection. And if we will draw, abide, rest in that love and protection that God has for us, then we will see that protection in our relationships that we have with other people.
Absolutely. Well, of course, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We're very glad that you've joined us for this edition. We're here for one reason, of course, that is to share the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and point you into the Word of God for the answer and or the solution to your particular issue. We're here live so that you can be a part of the conversation. That's why we are here live, so that you can come in and be a part of it and pose your question or perhaps present your topic of conversation. That toll-free number is 1-800-677-9377. Open lines right now, all the time remaining on the clock, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go down to Kingsville, Texas, and talk to, is it Ramon?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on the air. Appreciate it. I've been listening to you all for quite some time. As a matter of fact, that's how I got saved.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. Thank you, Ramon, for sharing
I met,
that.
I met you, some of y'all here in Corpus Christi when y'all came down about 5-7 years ago, somewhere around there. And the reason I'm calling also because you were talking about the truth that saves the people. Well, my mom passed away back on Friday, and she went to be with the Lord. And, you know, today was her funeral. Yeah, we did a funeral to her. And many of the people that I met were saying, we're sorry for your loss. We're sorry for your loss. And they were kind of surprised with my responses because I was telling them, my mom's not lost. My mom, she's gone to heaven. She's not there anymore. She went up to heaven. She's with the Lord right now. And because we know that when we accept Christ, you know, we know where we're going. We know where we're going to be. So that's what I wanted to share with y'all. And I want to thank y'all for showing me the gospel and opening the Word of God to me, because before that, I didn't know it like I know it now. And my relationship that I do have with Christ, it's a good relationship that the Word of God has opened my eyes to the truth of the Word of God.
Well, Ramon, I sure appreciate these wonderful words of encouragement to us, and I certainly understand where you're coming from. My dad passed away a number of years ago, and a friend called and said, "Is there anything I could do?" And he had been instrumental in helping lay a foundation in my life, and I said, "No, I'm standing on that foundation of truth," and I'm so encouraged that that's where you're standing. And you know exactly where your mom is, and she couldn't be with someone any better than who she's with right now, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
My heart goes out to you, and, you know, I know there's feelings of sadness, but, you know, what transcends that is the joy in your heart, knowing exactly where she is. So we rejoice with you on that truth, that wonderful, amazing truth that your mom is absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, Ramon.
Thanks for calling today. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I remember that conference well. It was before my wife passed away, and I remember all of us piling in Greg Park's truck and going to tour this big naval ship that was there. And so it's been a while ago, but it was good to meet Ramon at that conference.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And it's wonderful to, you know, have this fellowship around the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, in this world, there's just shaky ground. There's nothing solid to stand upon. We need something solid in life, and the only place that we're going to find solid ground is in the love of Christ, in the gospel of Christ Jesus. And that's where Ramon has found his solid foundation. That's what he's standing upon today. And it's our hope and prayer in doing this radio broadcast that we can help others find that same solid ground. That's what the gospel does.
Yeah.
It provides us a place where we can stand. And when the world has thrown everything at us and it's all said and done, we're still standing in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. And that's what our conference is going to be about, Stand 2014. Bob Christopher will be speaking, Andrew Farley, John Lynch will be speaking. That's coming up June 19th through the 21st right here in the Dallas area. And, wow, it's going to be a great, great time and a great opportunity to come and really get solidly founded and solidified in your understanding of the truth of God and His Word. So we encourage you to come and be a part of it. Stand 2014, Finding Solid Footing in a Broken World. You can get information at the website that's been created just for the conference, stand2014.com. Again, stand2014.com.
Well, thanks, Bob. Right now, plenty of open lines at 1-800-677-9377. If you have questions about relationships, about the gospel of Jesus Christ, how it impacts and influences your daily living, if you have questions about particular Bible verses, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast, A Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. We invite you to call right now. Well, in the meantime, let's go to Yorktown, New York. Talk to Dominique, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Dominique.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. How can we help you today?
My question was, how do you deal with someone who says he's a believer, but he's really nasty? He gets in bad moods, and he takes it out on you, or he's just a downright nasty person, yet he says he's a believer. Like, he'll call you names or whatever out of anger or frustration, or he blames you for things. I don't know how to deal with someone like that.
Sounds like a relationship issue to me.
Yes, indeed, it really does. And Dominique, we all have those types of people in our lives that are just downright mean and rude and hateful and spiteful and you know, just try to throw their bad mood on you. And that's no fun. I mean, that's not the types of relationships that you want to be in. I don't know, you know, how to necessarily deal with somebody like that on a continuum basis. I think at some point you have to draw a line, and if they start spewing forth stuff, I think you just look at them in the eye and say, you're not going to talk to me that way. If you want to calm down and want to have a better conversation, I'm open to that, but if you're going to talk to me that way, I'm turning and walking away.
Yeah, my feet still work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't need to take that. That doesn't mean you're giving up on that relationship. I think it simply means you're drawing a line and saying to that person that they need to make a choice. And they don't have to spew forth that type of language. They don't have to do that. But they're just saying, because I'm in a bad mood, it's okay for me to do it. I'm going to take it out on you. Well, no, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. And I think sometimes you just have to draw a line and say, you know, you've crossed it. I'm not going to cross over that line with you.
Okay. I got you. Just tell them I'll talk to you when you're in a better mood, but don't talk to me that way. It's not necessary.
Yeah. You know, you see a lot of wives doing that in marriages. They let their husbands just talk to them like they're second-class citizens. Husbands will cuss at them. Husbands will make them feel an inch tall. And wives just take it. And say, God, at some point you got to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to take that anymore. You will not talk to me in that manner. Richard, you had something to share.
One of the things that the world's system would suggest in things like this is to, and I've been taught how to do this in other business situations where, you know, you say, well, obviously you're upset about something or that you're afraid of something. And all it does, when you follow the world system, is make the situation worse, because it sounds very condescending. What you're suggesting is far more godly. You say, no, we're not going to have a conversation this way. And you walk away. And then you can come back together when people have calmed down, and then you can have the meaningful conversation. But what the world would suggest most of the time, I will guarantee, will only make the situation worse.
Like Dominique, for example, we have, it's not necessarily a written policy as far as our ministry is concerned, but it's a policy that we that we follow. You know, occasionally we'll get some very unkind, hateful emails. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What do we do with those? Absolutely nothing. We do not respond. Why? Because that's not the way to enter into a conversation. Maybe there are problems. Maybe there are misunderstandings. There are ways to handle those that are appropriate. There are other ways not to handle those that are totally inappropriate. And if somebody is coming at us with all kinds of hateful language and demands and that sort of thing, we just don't respond.
I understand. It's sometimes, I guess, it's best not to respond than to respond the wrong way.
Absolutely. I say often to people the verse in the Old Testament which says, the wise man remains silent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in those cases, that's just the best policy.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dominique, we sure appreciate your call today.
Yes,
do you have a copy of our offer this month, the book Love Is? If not, we would love to.
I think I have it at home. You sent me it a while ago.
Okay. Well, I would just encourage you to take a fresh look at that because it really is a look at the definition of the love of God. And if we can understand what the love of God is, then we will have a firm foundation to stand upon as far as other relationships are concerned.
Okay.
Okay, Dominique, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
And, of course, Love is available for a gift of any amount to support Basic Gospel. The primary thing is to support Basic Gospel and to connect people with the love of Jesus Christ. And as a way to say thank you, I will send you a copy of Bob's book, Love Is, and it talks all about relationships. We encourage you to get a copy by making your gift today, if you can, to Basic Gospel. You can go online to make that happen. There's a prominent link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator to make your gift and request your copy at 1-800-727-2828. Again, 800-727-2828. Now, that's our order line. Don't confuse it with the number I'm about to give you for our lines directly into the studio and to talk with us on the air. That number is 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock and plenty of open lines right now. We want to hear from you. Guys, a note from Kim, who has recently discovered us on OnePlace.com. She says, I am so troubled. She says, my husband is 59 years old and is divorcing me. He was a minister, a Sunday school teacher, now has turned violent. I feel he is not saved. I've been praying for him for over a year. The divorce proceedings are continuing. Is he too old and too stubborn to be saved? Led away by the devil? I feel like giving up. What would you say to Kim?
Well, I'd say a couple of things to Kim, and Richard, you jump in on this as well. First, if there's violence that's starting to happen, she needs to find a place of safety.
Yes.
That is the first priority in a relationship like this, is for her to find a place of safety. And a lot of times when a wife makes that stand, saying, hey, I'm not going to put up with the violence, I'm going to go elsewhere, I'm going to get out of this fearful and dangerous situation to me, a lot of times that's a wake-up call to the husband.
Yeah.
It just jars him in such a way that he starts to think, how in the world could I be doing something like this, hurting somebody physically that I said I loved and that I say today that I love? So sometimes when a wife flees to safety, that can be a wake-up call to the husband. It doesn't always work out that way, but sometimes it does. So that's the first thing that I would say. The second thing is he needs some help. Mm-hmm. He definitely needs some personal interaction with somebody that's godly, somebody that can sit down and just let him kind of bring to surface all the things that are troubling him. Obviously, he is a troubled man.
Yeah.
When we see anger and violence in a home coming from a husband, that's a sure sign that he's a fearful man. Maybe he's fearful that he's missed his purpose in life, that he's crossed a line, that he is now unforgivable, unredeemable, unsavable. Maybe that's underneath the surface. Maybe he's thinking in his own heart and mind that he's just got nothing, that happiness will never come his way. There's all sorts of things that are going on in his life. He needs to get in touch with somebody that can help surface those, can bring those fears right there out on the table, and then deal with them scripturally, because the love of God addresses the fears of men.
Yeah.
And I find when violence is there, anger is there, I find incredibly insecure people underneath.
Right. We're fearful that we're not going to get our way. We're fearful of a lot of things. And that just generates that anger.
She mentions that he's been a pastor.
Yeah.
I would hazard the guess that his belief system has either been shown to him by some of his own failures or presumed failures to be a bankrupt belief system. Mm-hmm. That just shakes you to your core. And I think she's praying for exactly the right thing. He needs to know Jesus, regardless of what happens to the marriage. I know Jesus can perform a miracle and bring this marriage back together. That's what we pray for. But his problem and her problem, first of all, is a relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And she can't force him to choose her. He's an adult. He's going to choose what he chooses. But she can always pray for him. And he can start praying for her. Pretty soon they'll realize they're praying for themselves, because that's the way these relationships work.
Absolutely. And one other point about this. A lot of times in marriage situations, and this can go both ways, she sees that her husband has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the wife in that situation will take it upon herself, on her shoulders,
to try
to fix that problem. Yes. We see husbands doing the same thing. I'm writing a book, and that's one of the stories I'm telling, where a guy, his marriage is falling apart. He's coming to Bible study every week to find answers, but he's trying to find answers for his wife.
Yeah.
Because she's at fault. She's the one that needs to change. And so he's dedicated himself to trying to fix her. And the real issue underneath that was that he was afraid that if he got divorced, if she divorced him, what in the world would God say about him? And so there were underlying fears compelling him down this path. But it was a become Mr. Fix-It path that he was walking down. And that's not the path that she needs to be walking on. She can't fix him.
No.
She cannot change him. She needs to do what God is telling her to do. And like I said, the first thing is find safety.
Yep.
Get out of that environment. So, well, this is Basic Gospel. We certainly appreciate all those who have joined us on today's broadcast. I love talking about relationships, because that's where the gospel message is lived out. God didn't save us and put us on an island. Christianity isn't a life that we live in isolation of others. It's to be lived as we're rubbing shoulders with other people in every type of relationship that we have. Family, friends, jobs, all of that. That's why we need the basic gospel.
Yeah. A gentle reminder, friends, that relationships can be challenging. They will for sure test your beliefs and reveal what's going on inside you. But relationships can also add meaning and joy to life where there is unity. Your relationships will find that unity and strength to meet the challenges when they stand on the foundation of God's love for you. And to help in understanding and entering into this, we are once again offering Bob Christopher's book called Love Is. So if you would like to get a copy and make your gift to Basic Gospel, we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. And you can also call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828 to make your gift and request your copy of Love Is by Bob Christopher. We encourage you to do that. Also, our Bible Conference, TAD 2014, is coming up June 19th through the 21st, featuring John Lynch, Andrew Farley, and Bob Christopher. It is designed to help you find solid footing in this broken world. And for information and registration, visit the website at stand2014.com. That's coming up June 19th through the 21st here in the Dallas area. All the information is available online at stand2014.com. We hope that you can be with us. It's going to be a great time, and we look forward to your company at that particular time. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.